نصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We were busy discussing the fact whether the shayateen or the jinnat eat and whether they drink. And in the last lesson, we spoke about the bones on which the name of Allah is mentioned becomes the food for believing jinnat. And according to the hadith, same hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the dung of your animals becomes the food for their animals. The dung of your food, of your animals becomes the food for their animals. We also discussed the companion that is with each person, a qarin, that is with each person, a jinnat, and an angel accompanies every human being, and the function of the angel is to motivate, encourage you to do good deeds. And the function of the jinn that is with each one of us is to encourage us to do wrong. So we understand to some extent how people are tempted, how evil thoughts come into the mind, etc. This is because of the presence of this qarin who is with us all the time. We continue from there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الرَّجُلُ بَيْتَهُ, that when a man enters his house, وَلَمْ يَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ, and he does not take the name of Allah. You don't say Bismillah when you're entering your house. And neither do you say Bismillah when eating. He says that Shaitan says to his companions, to his entourage, to his army, to his people, that if a man enters his house and remembers Allah, Shaitan says, you have no place to spend the night and no evening meal. But if a man enters his house and does not remember Allah, you do not say Bismillah when you are entering your house, and neither do you say Bismillah when eating. Shaitan says to his people, you have found a place to spend the night. You have found a place to spend the night. And if he does not take the name of Allah at the time of eating, he says, you have found a place to spend the night and have a meal with the family. So this hadith teaches us that simply, if we don't take the name of Allah and we enter our homes, we have people who spend shayateen, that spend the night with us in our homes. And if we have a meal and do not eat, take the name of Allah, then Shaitan also joins us for the meal. So we may have unwanted guests in our own homes without us realizing it. What is the effect of Shaitan's presence in the house? We may not even realize it, but if we don't take the name of Allah and Shaitan tells his people, you have a place to stay for the night. If you take the name of Allah, he says, you have no place in this house. So the effect of the presence of Shaitan in the home is, firstly, Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ, that one of Shaitan's primary functions is to create argument among people, among Muslims, among household members, among husband and wife. So when we have these unwanted guests in the house for the night, minor issues will escalate in the house. Spouses will argue more easily. Children become irritable. And small misunderstandings turn into major arguments in the house. That is one reason why there is conflict in the home, simply because when we entered the home, we did not read Bismillah. In the same way, Shaitan's presence in the home creates a loss of spirituality, a loss of barakah in the home. So it is difficult for people in that house to read Quran, to make dhikr, to make dua, but very easy to spend the time in vice, watching things that are not right, whiling away time. So to squander your time in the home becomes very easy. To spend your time in the home making dhikr, making dua, etc., becomes extremely difficult because of the presence of the shayateen within the home. And likewise, when shaitan spends the night within the home, people within the home also suffer from negative thoughts, from doubts. And when shaitan joins us for the meal, as the hadith says, in the last lesson we said that shaitan, the jinnat also eat. One difference is we eat with our right hands, they eat with their left hands. When they join us for our meals, apart from the bones that they have, when they join us for the meals, what does it mean? That people will complain about the type of food that is put on the table. So there's lots of ingratitude. Lots of ingratitude for the type of meal. There also, it could mean a lot of gluttony. People overeat and can't just control themselves because of the wiswas of shaitan at the table. And there's no barakah in the food. So, you eat and you eat and yet you don't feel nourished. Or you eat and you feel bloated. That is part of shaitan joining us for that meal. So, in this hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a man enters his house, takes the name of Allah and says Bismillah, the shaitan tells his people, you have no place here. Bismillah serves as a protection from shaitan spending the night with you in the home. Bismillah serves as a protection for shaitan partaking the meal with you. So it's not just, something we say randomly, saying Bismillah. Bismillah is our protection against the influence and presence of shaitan within our homes and on our tables. In another aspect, with regards to the handiwork of shaitan, so one is that shaitan keeps putting wiswas in us, do this, do that, say that, etc. But there are certain things that shaitan uses to create discord. And that is, innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu ritsu min amali shaitan. That through intoxicants, through gambling, through superstition, shaitan places tension and conflict amongst people, people in a community. So these are his special ways of actually dividing the community through intoxicants, through gambling, through superstitious beliefs. Allah says that it is the these are the handiworks of shaitan. And Ibn Qayyim says that when Allah says intoxicants is a part of the handiwork of shaitan, it means he beautifies it, he adorns it, and that is how people become addicted to it. Not only that, shaitan's influence is such, he beautifies evil. It makes it fair seeming to the extent that people start justifying their wrong.